You are now listening to Mob Radio, your favorite Christian podcast. Check us out now on www.tjm.co.ke/podcasts.
Yo, welcome to today's podcast. This is a Mob Radio podcast with me, Kimani. And guess what? As I promised last week, I do have a special guest. And today, we are going to do the co-hosting. And how about I let him say hi? But before then, let us share a word of prayer so that we can kick this off. Our dear everlasting Father, we worship you and we give you praise. Thank you for another opportunity to share the gospel. Thank you for another season of Christmas. And I pray for my listeners, for our listeners, Lord, that, Lord, you may encourage them, that you may empower them, and that, Father, they may turn their faces, their hearts unto you and you alone. You are the reason for this season, so be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Wow. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's nice to have you.
Yes, very excited.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. How about you introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, guys. My name is Kin Rogongo, and it's such an honor to be here for the Mob Radio. And, you know, being on this side of the listeners, and then you get a chance to be the voice.
The voice.
It's just amazing. I'm excited for today's episode. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So today, our listeners, we are bringing Christmas to you.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I hope you do enjoy the conversation, and I hope you do enjoy yourselves, right? Now, I'm going to show you how we are going to be rolling on today with this amazing jam that is titled Christmas Is Here. Have a listen.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air. Carols everywhere. Olden time.
Well, that is Christmas Is Here by Zach Williams. And I know there are amazing jams by Zach Williams.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, okay?
I love Old Church Choir by Zach Williams. it's a classic. Yeah, I've got the Old Church Choir singing in my soul. That one.
He has so many ways of doing songs.
Yeah,
renditions.
He's very diverse, and it's just something.
It. Last year, I did play a song. I did share a song that is called Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Yeah, and he does it in such a unique
way. Yeah.
It's an amazing job.
He's Zach Williams.
I do hope you have that to your playlist, Christmas playlist, because it's already on mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to Christmas Day.
Yes.
Well, this is just part one of the episode that we are going to be having for this Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wait for part two, which is going to be amazing. But for today, we are going to be sharing a lot about our journey,
mm-hmm,
and our growth,
yeah,
in Christ,
yeah,
over the past 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And as I always share with my friends on the other side of this,
yeah,
this voice,
yeah,
I share about what I've been going through, what, mm-hmm, I've accomplished over the year. And last year I had a bits and bits of some different things. But this year, I really wanted to focus on Jesus because I really made up my mind that everything that I talk about, it should be able to point people back to Jesus because that is the point of the gospel.
Yeah.
So I hope this will be fun and I hope you listeners are going to enjoy this. Now, I'm going to ask this question. How is the feeling of Christmas? Christmas holiday. How does it feel now comparing to when we were younger?
I think Christmas right now has changed from when we were young. There was so much hype when we were young. There was so much excitement around Christmas. Yeah. About getting together with cousins and all.
Yeah,
now we've grown up and those cousins are also busy. Some are married, some have got lives.
Yeah.
And the get together is just usually in the WhatsApp groups. You know, the meetups is just made in the WhatsApp groups. And Christmas time has just changed. And I was talking to someone and they were saying about how it just passes. You know, they no longer do anything fun, but that's not me. that's
you
not
still
me.
Do something.
Yeah, I try to do something for Christmas. Because I think at the end of it all, when I just like the song that we were having, Christmas time is here. Personally, I think Christmas time begins as we're sharing our lives. I think Christmas time is the beginning of everything. You know, the whole idea of salvation begins at Christmas. I think according to me. Before even go to Easter and the cross and all that, I think the whole idea of Christmas, of salvation begins at Christmas. It was for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It is at this moment that he gave. It was during the birth of Jesus that the process began. And I personally look at Christmas as a time to just remind ourselves of the love of God to giving. And it's great how Christmas is connected with giving because it is the whole idea of God giving. That is exactly what we get to translate.
Amazing. Because I think about the aspect of giving.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the goals I really want to improve on.
Yes.
Giving. I've been doing it. But I'm the kind of person that does it secretly. But giving in that kind of way, like God did it selflessly.
Yeah.
The most important thing to him,
his only son,
just giving him away, not even telling mankind, I'm going to do this, is a boy I'm giving, and he will do this and this and this and this. We see it through it, the life of Jesus.
Yeah.
He never disclosed what he was going to do in the end after those 33 years. But God gave his son just selflessly.
For the world.
I think we need to get to that point of giving stuff. We may be giving ourselves, but we can also give stuff selflessly. And at least make people feel more connected to us.
Yes.
More connected even to God and what we stand for as Christians.
Right? True.
Let's shift a bit. When I was young, I remember, do you want to know what my favorite meal was?
I want to guess.
Guess.
Must have been ugali and milk.
No, but you are probably not too far from it.
Okay.
My favorite meal, we used to have it on maybe Sundays sometimes. And it was rice and skumas.
Rice and skuma. Yeah. I have a friend that loves that combination and we started a conversation. I think our friendship started from a conversation of skuma. I will definitely be sharing this link with them. Wow, how that conversation started of skuma.
Yeah,
that is how our friendship, I think, began.
So that was my favorite meal. I didn't know why, but nafikiri, it's because it was out of the normal meals that we used to play. I have never forgotten. So, what is your most memorable thing when you were young that makes you look back and feel at the point you are today, you need to be able to give more?
I think personally, I would go back to when we were young, we were accustomed to going at grandpa's place. Unfortunately, he passed on a while back. And the idea of all of us, you know, the house is not so big, and we were all of us, we've come from different places, cousins, and you know, our grandparents were blessed with kids, so we had a lot of people in the compound for that particular Christmas season, and it meant that you have to share beds, it meant that you have to share, you know, take away the tables and just drop mattresses, and then share the bed, all of you, all, you know, mumechanganyika huko. And I think, looking back, that was a form of love, you know, that you could just be like, we don't care where you come from, we don't care what you're going through, we are here as a family. If you're sleeping on the ground, that is what we are all doing. And it was fun, you know, it was like those that were sleeping on the floor, on the mattresses, the kids were even having more fun than those that were sleeping in beds. That's true. Go, and the thing you want to do is have something that unites all of you, you know, something that just equals all
makes
of you,
you
all of you are equal, it doesn't matter how you, where you've come from, your aunts, you know, you've come there as cousins, if you're going to the shamba, you're going, all of you. And it was all around because we knew we'd, after that, then we'll go take a shower as a group, because the bathroom is just one. So we'll also go take showers as groups outside.
Basking, sunbathing.
Basking, there's no towel. You take a shower, out there,
you cannot do right now.
Things that I don't think even our generation, the kid that we'll have, I don't think that's something we'll do.
It was fun, considering that today, now there is that group that is called Waginwa Nairobi Women. And it has split so many things apart, many families. People, I don't think families still gel the same.
I think they've changed a lot. They've changed.
I don't think so. But the only people I think they do still gel are the people in Western Kenya.
Yeah, they go home. If you meet them in Nairobi, especially during 23rd, 24th, you can't go home. If you can't be moving.
Yeah.
Vehicles are always full going to the Western region.
That's true.
They celebrate.
I think
they've
held that.
They still
for quite a while, for quite a long time. And it's something beautiful. I think it's, when it comes to the season of Christmas, it's something beautiful, something to hold dear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's take a short break and then we will be right back.
Are you enjoying the podcast? Well, if you are, then we are glad that we can give you a smile or some more hope or even answers to questions that are bothering you. Now, we're just going to ask of you one thing. Share. Share on your feed, share on your status, or share with just one of your friends and let them feel how you feel. Maybe even better. Isn't that just one step to changing the world? Now listening to Mob Radio, your favorite Christian podcast. Check us out now on www.tjm.co.ke/podcasts.
Welcome back. It's been such an amazing conversation. What are some of the memories that you are having about Christmas? Do you share what we just said? Kulala chini, kutandika mattress.
Mattress,
yani mpaka inakosa place ya kukanyaga.
Na kukojoleana, you're like, it was just one person, but you all wake up, you know.
Okay, next week, on the next episode, I will tell you my first experience with sunbathing. I will tell you later.
Right.
But that is on the next part. If you really want to hear that,
they
you definitely
sure
should
tune in. Yeah.
All right. Now, we are going to talk about our journey.
Yes.
How has been your journey in Christ? How do you look at yourself now? Have you developed significantly compared to the other years?
I think if I was to talk about my growth in Christ, this year has been a major shift in my life.
Wow.
Because talking about a whole year, last year at a time like this, I was in a situation, I was so angry at God, very angry. I wanted nothing to do with him. You know, I wanted nothing to do with church. I remember I had trouble even at work.
Yeah.
I wanted nothing around. People are praying and I'm looking at them and you're like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
You know, and I felt like at that particular time I was feeling okay doing that because, I don't know, from situations in life. But thank God of how patient He is with us.
Yeah.
That as the year comes to an end, because at the beginning of the year, the same thing still went on.
Yeah.
But then I met somebody in the mid of the year.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, this person decided to gift me a Bible.
Wow. That's one of the best gifts.
They gave me a Bible, and I had a Bible, but I was not so much into reading it. And when they gave me this Bible, I was actually angry. Not at them, at God, because I felt like God was trying to push something. But I was like, nah, thank you, I'm good like this, yeah. You know. And I was actually propagating so many things about how, you know, trying to explain things. But then after receiving that Bible, I think it was sometimes around July, August, yeah.
Yeah.
And I started questioning, why would somebody out of them, they were a friend, we had just been friends. And then I asked them, why are you giving me a Bible? I have a Bible, I have a physical Bible.
Yeah.
I was not reading it though, I have a Bible in my phone, I have a Bible app. But why are you gifting me a Bible? And they were like, you know what, something told me that you needed a Bible.
Wow.
You know,
just
so apparently,
kind of,
yeah,
like
a voice. And they gave me a Bible and told me, you know what, you'll know what to do. Took the Bible, came home, got angry, stacked it in my bookshelf. It was there for a while. For like a month, stayed there. Didn't bother to open it. Didn't bother. Until one time on TikTok, I came across a verse. Some guy was just giving a Bible verse, and I was like, let me listen. You know, it's TikTok. It was in the book of Mark. You know, it was in the book, not the book of Mark. It is this story about Peter and, you know, walking on water.
Yeah.
And it was about you of little faith. And this guy was explaining about little, not in terms of size, but in terms of duration. You know, and it took me back. It was like he was talking to me, and I was like, before I was so good believing and propagating about Christ, but something happened in my life and I stopped believing. Then that kind of was like asking me, how little is your faith? Because it was not sustained.
Yeah.
It was in terms of duration.
Yeah.
When that thing happened in my life, when that circumstances caught me,
yeah,
I was not able to believe. And actually it cost me. I tell my story that not believing at that particular time when that thing happened,
yeah,
cost me a lot. It cost me. And then I took the Bible. It's still on the bookshelf all night. I decided to just read that story, you know, and
yeah,
I saw it. Then the Bible was new, and I was like, on the front page, there's a place where you write your name, gift, and
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I wrote my name, Kindrogong.
People still do that.
Yeah, yeah. It was, I was like, there's a place for your name.
In high school, we used write
yeah,
here with,
yeah,
a felt pen.
Yeah, with a felt pen.
And it used to be like a swag.
Yes, it was yours.
You had to do it.
It was initials and what.
Apparently,
so mine on the cover page, there was that space for name.
Yeah.
And I wrote my name. Then I started reading. Then I would go, anytime, I think, then TikTok algorithm changed.
Yeah.
I'm not against, I think TikTok can change people's lives if people wanted to.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I used to go listen to that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, TikTok would just bring him somewhere. Then in time I would listen, I would go back to the Bible to read.
Wow.
To just
wow,
follow up on what he's saying.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
Wow.
No, I just want to correlate what he's saying with the Bible. And that got interesting. Then it went to the book of Mark. The book of Mark, chapter 5, about the guy that had demons.
Yeah.
And they were thrown in pigs.
In pigs, yeah.
He brought out the idea of when Jesus saved that man, the guy begged Jesus to go with him. But Jesus refused.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said, you know what? Stay here. Stay here. Don't go. Don't go with me. Don't follow me.
Stay and tell the news.
Yes. He stayed. And the people begged Jesus to leave for the idea of throwing demons in pigs. You know, they were
yeah,
mad about the pigs.
Yes, yes.
Instead of getting excited that he has healed somebody,
yeah,
they were mad about
the pigs,
and they begged Jesus to leave.
The materials, yeah.
So this guy gives his story, you know, his story. And after a while, when Jesus came back to the same place, the same people that begged Jesus to leave begged him to heal the sick. I think it's the book of Mark.
Sure.
You can read the book of Mark, chapter 5 verse 17 is
yeah,
where the story of the dead man being possessed and
yeah,
the guys begging Jesus to leave. A chapter after, they're begging him to heal their own.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was all about the story of this guy. And I figured, you know, I have a story. Well, I may not be so strong or proud to tell it, yeah. but well, whenever it gets there, then I figured Jesus has been so patient, you know.
True.
Then I started reading the Bible. All in all, started saying words, not praying, started saying bits and bits. Started listening to what people are saying. You know, like, today at work, this was a prayer point. Instead of praying, I'd be like, you know what, God, having a conversation like this, yes,
God,
I am here, and I really don't understand what it is you're trying to do, because the Bible gift really messed up my mind in a good way, you know, kind of messed up my mind.
Yeah, and
I figured,
a good point.
Yes, yes.
Having a conversation with God.
Yes, yes.
Because the patience of God, it's a kind of patience that it's difficult to understand.
Yeah.
It's, why would he wait like this? And what is, when you actually think that he's actually done,
yeah, he's actually waiting for you
to think that he's done so that he can show something extra.
Yeah, yeah. It's when you feel like you're done that Jesus says, yeah, now you can. Now atuta sumbuana.
Yeah.
Now I can do
you're
my thing.
There.
You know.
You're getting
Sumechoka, you stay there.
Yeah.
You're tired, just stay there, we'll figure it out. Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. Now, from that, what would you tell people who are still struggling with such a scenario? Because I really don't want us to talk more apart from that.
Yeah.
The struggles you've had.
Yeah.
And the kind of development that you've seen yourself go through.
Yeah.
We are not perfect, definitely.
True.
We still have ways and things to work on. But for me, it feels like you are in a hole because... A deep hole.
Right? Yeah, I'm still getting out of it though. Yeah. But thank
and
God.
It's still okay.
Yeah.
Because you can, the best thing is you can see.
I know it's a hole now because now I can see there's an opening somewhere.
Yeah. Because even for me, I think I've developed to a point that I can say 2022 was sort of like that in a way, not so much. But 2023 for me has been like I'm getting into a hole, I'm getting into a point of loneliness, but I am certain that this is who I have to look to. He has that, like, God has to be the path to run to.
Exactly.
And the for me, my growth has been getting that courage to run back to him as fast as I can, and as soon as I should.
True.
Because if I don't, I will keep staying in a hole that I really, it's not comfortable.
Yeah.
It's painful, it's time consuming, it's wasting, but I need to make this shift to him, to look up to him. For you, what can you tell someone who probably is in that place or is trying to get out of that place? God knows how they are trying to.
Yeah.
What can you tell them?
Jesus died on the cross, and I think I look at it this way. When he was, the way he was placed at the cross with arms wide open, it was just a sign of him wanting to embrace us, as we are.
Wow.
You know, it was arms wide open at the cross. So just come as you are. In the book of John, chapter 8, the woman, the adulterous woman caught in the act. You know, people brought her to Jesus and we caught her in the very act. She's an adulterous woman.
Yeah.
Then Jesus said, the one without sin, let them cast the first stone. And nobody did it. They dropped
their
stones and went home.
Everybody walked.
Then Jesus told the woman, where are your accusers? Where has anyone condemned you? Neither do I. Wherever you are, you know, you're feeling like you're in the darkest point, you're in that, you're feeling confused. No one is condemning you. Jesus himself, people could be condemning you, fine. But Jesus himself is not condemning you. Right now, his arms are wide open. You know, the significance of, personally, I take the significance of arms wide open is just to embrace us as we are. But then again, you have to understand that you can't just be hugging strangers. You know, Jesus at the cross is welcoming, he's embracing you. But you cannot just go out hugging strangers.
Strangers. Everybody
we have strangers because you don't know them.
Yeah.
it starts with a point of getting to know God.
Amen.
It starts to a point of not being strangers.
A few weeks ago, we were talking with a friend of mine. I know you know him from Rwanda.
Yes,
Charles.
Charles Mugabe.
And he was talking about. I asked him about how to love God more.
Yeah.
And he said this way. I've never forgotten that statement. For us to love God more, we need to know Him
more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just add the more. If you know Him deep, if you want to know to love Him more, then you know Him more.
Yeah.
And that is by engaging with His Word, just trying to pray more and talking to Him as much as.
And people are saying about, oh, God does not hear prayers. God does not answer. And I don't know. Personally, I was expecting when God answers, He'll shake my room, take me out of the bed, glow lights everywhere, and tell me, I've heard your prayer, my son. Now,
yes, I will answer.
I will answer. Do not be afraid. You know, all that drama. You know, when you expect God to speak to you, that it's. And probably personally, I may not have gotten there because you still am. But then I came across about, you cannot say God is not speaking when your Bible is closed.
Wow. Let's pause it at that.
You know.
Now, one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to co-host you again on an episode in January about prayer.
Oh, okay.
That happens to be, I think, the second episode for the next season.
All right.
It will be about prayer. But I wanted to...
Guys.
But as we go for this break and then we can get into today's devotional, what I can say is that everybody has their kind of hole.
Exactly.
It may not be so deep as yours. It may not be so deep as mine. Might be shallow.
But it's still a hole.
But it's still a hole.
You got to acknowledge that.
Yeah. It's still a hole. So let's get together on the next one after this short break.
This is Mob Radio.
Maybe you're wondering how you can find us on other platforms. Mob Radio is also available on at least 7 other podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Remember, if you would like to download any of our podcast episodes, you can do it from our website, which is www.tjm.co.ke/podcast. You are now listening to Mob Radio, your favorite Christian podcast. Check us out now on www.tjm.co.ke/podcasts.
Yes, welcome back, my friends, and we are now going to get into today's devotional, and I hope you do enjoy. Welcome to today's devotional, and on today's devotional, we are going to be doing it a little different, and there is something I did a couple of years ago. I wrote a series of poems about my Jesus thing. And I was trying to point out, what does Jesus really mean to me?
Yeah.
What does Jesus mean to the world? At least, what should they try to find out about Jesus? And I want you to share with us the bits and bits of lessons about your Jesus thing. Like, your relationship with Jesus. What lessons, what few lessons that have changed your life. I know we've mentioned most of them, something like that looks like lessons.
Yeah.
But I want you to be a bit more specific to the lessons you have learned on this journey.
I think the main one I've come to learn, or I'm still learning, is about leaning on Jesus.
Wow.
Not on the big things. You know, not on the big things. Especially the small things. You personally, coming out of a hole, let me say, if you're using the symbol of a hole, coming out of a dark place, the triggers of going back are usually on a daily basis.
That's true.
But I've come to learn that there's somebody I like to quote and quote. I can like put it on and just nyondoke.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I can be like nikurushie, nyondoke.
Nyondoke.
I'm feeling tempted to be angry. You know, I'm feeling tempted about getting into something that I've been fighting with. Actually, could your temptation mean you're okay? So what do? I just say, Jesus,
I surrender this.
Let me just go. You know, I've learned that you see that he's patient with us.
Wow.
You know, that if you think that you walking away from Jesus, you'll have to, if you think that you've been like, for example, a year away from Jesus,
yeah,
and you think that you're going to walk back a year, you'll be very wrong. You just need to turn back. He's always right there. And you just have to lean on him, you know? Yes. Even on the simplest thing, I'm not sleeping well. Jesus, I'm not sleeping well. Let him know. Like I said, strangers, once you're friends, you tell each other everything. Even the things that probably don't make sense.
Yeah.
And that is how you build a relationship. That is how I'm learning to build a relationship. I can tell, you know, I listen to this song, and this song is good.
Yeah.
You know, those things. Certain things, I think I've learned about leaning on Jesus, even on the simplest things, you know, and taking him as a friend, you know, and just allowing him to embrace me.
That connects with my main lesson for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Always running back
to
Jesus.
Yeah, as fast as you can.
Yeah, as fast as I can. Because it's very easy for me to be carried away by the pain I'm going through, by the struggle I'm going through, by the heaviness of
frustrations and disappointments.
Yeah. But I can always run back to him
with
that reminder that his word says, I will comfort you. I will give you peace that surpasses understanding.
Yeah.
Those that wait upon the Lord, blah, blah, blah. I mean, turning back to God looks like saying back his word to him and telling him, you say this in your word.
This,
I need that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for me, that has been...
And I think, like you've mentioned, taking God for his word is something that is, we should learn to do.
We should learn to
like
do
he's that. The one that has said it. So it's like, let me say quote unquote, you're kind of guilty tripping him, you know, to do something.
Yeah.
Like I'm feeling anxious, but your book says, do not be anxious. It's not me. I'm being anxious because that is my human nature.
Yeah,
but you have said this. So you have to do something about this. And we'd be like, by the way, the disclaimer, I said so. So by default, it just has to come through.
And the most amazing part is that everything that we do, according to what he has said, he answers it in such a unique way.
True.
Like, off air, you were telling me about how you were sitting in a river.
And
doing this and this and this. And God speaks to you in such an unnatural way.
Yes.
But so natural. Looks like luck, but it's not luck. Something deep down tells you,
this
must be God speaking.
This has happened.
I'm doing something.
Yeah.
And I think that's amazing because is it possible that we have to put ourselves in positions for God to maybe do that?
I don't know. I think God loves us as we are. It's about, I think the position you need to put yourself is the position of not being a stranger to God.
Wow.
You know, you need to put yourself in a position that ananijua, you know.
Yeah.
So he'd be like, you have said, and he's like, who is this? You know, you have to have like that kind of try something.
Yeah.
Try a relationship. Let him know you're leaning on him. You know, and let me just mention this about something I came across. You could face, I think it's the book of Ecclesiastes. Certain things that we go through are literally meant to turn us back to God.
Mm-hmm.
That situation that happened in your life, that nasty thing that happened in your life, chances are it is meant to turn you back to Jesus.
Well. Now that rubs off the cliche statement that people really thing happens for them.
It does. It's but all for the good. It's all for the good.
What of God says that? And it's ugly.
Because you see, you get into a situation, you're feeling so low. And when you're in the lowest moment, you realize there's nobody else you need at this particular moment other than God. So if that situation did happen, then you wouldn't be at that particular low moment.
Yeah.
Then you probably would be needing God.
It's
but
true.
Then you get into a situation and you're like, it
and
is that situation that locked
God.
Me down really hard.
And you say, I need you.
Yeah, you surrender. And you're like, God, take the wheel, literally.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I really want to get into that kind of radical faith where I say, this has happened and I don't care what happens. There is something God you want to do through this. Please show me that.
You see, I think I'm coming to learn that it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier from a person that was struggling with believing.
Yeah.
I've come to realize it's easier to just be positive. you know, leaning on God.
Yeah.
You'd be like, this has happened. Then probably you're looking for that job. You didn't get it. You'd be like, you see, if this has happened, I didn't get that job. It is not because of me. It is because God didn't want it for me.
Yeah.
He created me. He knows what he wants for me.
Exactly.
So if I don't get this, I shouldn't be mad. It was just God that didn't want it for me. So God has another plan.
Yeah.
But the Bible says, take chances. So take as many chances as you want.
Wow.
If it happens, it was God's way.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen, it was still God's way.
Wow.
Either way, the outcome, you have to tune your mind to understand that it has to be God's way. And I think we struggle with learning about understanding God's way.
That's true.
Yeah.
And what you just said has just unpacked a lot of thoughts in my head.
I hope it has done to our listeners also.
I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. So that is today's devotional, and I hope you have enjoyed.
You are now listening to Mob Radio, your favorite Christian podcast. Check us out now on www.tjm.co.ke/podcasts.
Welcome back, and we are going to be wrapping it up at that. Guys, can you give it up to my co-host?
Yes, I'm sure.
It's a wrap. Any words to finish with?
It's Christmas time, and for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. It's Christmas time. It's time that you just give, you know, just share with the less privileged, just share with everybody, share the love, because it is God's love in us that we get, that overflows in us for us to love out the world.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm going to finish up with this. In that song that I shared earlier, he said, Christmas is here. It's a time to be happy. I'm just going to share that with all of us. Christmas is here. It's a time to be happy.
So, have a merry, merry Christmas. And until next week, keep listening, keep hoping, keep loving the Lord with all thy heart, thy soul, thy spirit, thy strength, and all thyself. This is Mob Radio with me, Kimani, and Keen. So, goodbye.